Now, for many of us, changes in our normal routine and surroundings take some getting used to these days. But for children and adults with autism spectrum disorder and other developmental disabilities, changes like this can be a big source of stress and anxiety. Our next guest joins us to offer some insights for people taking care of a child or teen living with autism spectrum disorder during the COVID-19 outbreak. Segan Hartley is an associate professor of human development and family studies and the 100 Women Chair in the School of Human Ecology at UW-Madison. She's a Wiseman Center investigator. Her research focuses on positive well-being in individuals with developmental disabilities and their family members. Segan, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, the change in routine I know can be challenging for just about anyone. What kind of specific challenges do you see for families with children with autism?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think, you know, you're right. I feel like the COVID-19 pandemic has really altered daily life for many of us, right? And many of the challenges that I think families or children with autism and other types of developmental conditions face are the same challenges that families who have typically developing children face as well. But I also think there's some added challenges for these families that we've heard from the families that we interact with. So, you know, for example, if you think about families who have a child or adolescent with autism or another type of condition, you know, these are children who often are not able to access important services and treatments that used to be offered through schools or clinics or health providers. And many of these are services that were offered on a daily or weekly level. So, and many of these are services that are really essential to helping that child learn new skills and manage their emotions and their behaviors. So now, not only are they not able to access some of the school services, which is sort of a universal experience right now, they're not accessing all these additional therapies and supports and services that they used to get that are really important for their daily lives. So I think that's one thing that these families are facing that's unique. The other thing that you see a reduction in right now is services for parents and other caregivers in that family. So respite care services, for example, is a service that was often vital to families and will provide a needed break so that parents could engage in other activities that may be beneficial for their own well-being and coping and have some time apart from that child. And because of social distancing and some of the new COVID-19 policies, often families are not able to access these respite care services. So parents or siblings or other family members who take on these care responsibilities are now taking on more responsibility, so not just acting as the parents, but now also that special education teacher, that occupational therapist, that speech and language therapist, but they're also getting less break. So I would say that's sort of one important way that these families have some added challenges.
What are some of the ways a caregiver can build routines now in this sort of disrupted environment that's going to be good for the kid they're caring for, but also help hopefully meet some of their own needs as well?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, I do think, you know, an important point when we think about some of these families is just how important daily routines are. So many of us, you know, myself included, really thrive with a daily routine. And that makes us feel good. This is a key part to sort of how we maintain our behavior and our well-being. And what we find is that routines are even more important for many individuals who have autism and other types of developmental conditions. So this is a critical way that we teach these children and teens behaviors. So this is how we teach them new skills. This is also how we convey what types of behaviors are appropriate and not appropriate, so what they should be doing. And it can make their world more predictable. So for children who may not have that same developmental level understanding as their peers, this is a way that we can help make sure that they know what's coming next. So they play really important roles. So, you know, I think during this time, one of the critical challenges faced by these parents is really how to establish a new routine that can work for their family, given sort of these limitations that they're all under one shared roof. They can't necessarily go access some of the things that they're used to that may have been really good coping mechanisms, like going to the zoo or going to certain parts or going to a playground. And so developing a new routine. So I think, you know, one piece of advice for how to do this is to, one, just make sure that parents are sort of setting realistic expectations. It's okay to recognize that this is a completely new challenge, that families are under stress. There's a lot going on. Things are changing every day. And so this is going to take time to develop these new routines. And so think about breaking it down into little steps, knowing that it's likely that you're going to try to set a routine and may have to adjust it until you find a good match for something that's feasible and that you can continue to do day after day for both from your child's point of view. It's a good match for their attention, for the sort of types of sensory stimulation they need, but also is manageable for parents. So we don't want to set up, expectations that parents really, that's so burdensome that there's just no way that you could sustain that level of assistance or activity with that child. So really sort of, I think, take a realistic approach to trying to do it. And I think recognizing and expecting that there's going to be failures along the way.
And Segan, give
yourself a break.
We have just a few moments left. Are we seeing online resources emerge to help take over from some of those things that used to be part of a daily or weekly treatment routine?
Yes, absolutely. So a lot of organizations have developed some wonderful toolkits to both have a conversation about what COVID-19 is with children who are on the spectrum, who have other types of developmental issues. So Autism Speaks is one that has a lot of resources. The American Psychological Association, Division 33, also has a lot, as well as the CDC. And so those would be great toolkits. I think they offer social narratives, so pictures and stories, about both how to set new routines and how to talk about COVID-19.
Segan, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks so much, Rob.
That's Segan Hartley, Associate Professor of Human Development and Family Studies at UW-Madison. She's also a Wiseman Center investigator. She joins today to share some tips for families with a member who has autism or other developmental disorders.